السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اكامين لغا الله ونو موسى ونسهو. You are tuned in to Radio Islam International Medium Wave 1548 with me, your host, Hajira Muzobe. A special welcome to those listening to us via free-to-air satellite and on DSTV Audio Bouquet Channel 826. Welcome to this week's edition of The Reminder Show, our journey to a better spiritual life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and remind, for indeed the reminder benefits the believer. Now on our lineup for today, dear listeners, inshallah, we will be talking about implementing the sunnah into our daily lives, as well as take a look at some of the sunnah we can start adding into our daily lives, inshallah. Now my guest for today, inshallah, is Apa Amina Kadir, and she will be talking to us about the importance of implementing the sunnah into our lives, and she'll give us some tips on how to live a healthy lifestyle according to the sunnah, inshallah. Now bismillahir rahmanir rahim, rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli, rabbi zidni ilma warzuqni fahma, rabbi yassir wa la tu'assir. Now subhanallah, dear listeners, ultimately, you know, our purpose in this life, our purpose for the creation is to serve and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that is our maqsad, and so our life should be planned as such that, you know what, isn't this enzyme, the actions that we do, the acts we do on a day-to-day basis, that is our working, connecting with people, visiting, helping others, and so on, should be done with the right intention, and that is in order for us to serve the purpose of our existence, and to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that includes having our deen incorporated in everything we do. So whatever sayings are you, we have to have our deen included in it, and not just parts of it, but everything in our lives, like our going to sleep, our talking and dealing with other people, even our work should be done in such a way that we find that Islam plays a huge role in it. And that is why we know that Islam is a way of life. And it is how we should live our lives in order to reach our goal and our purpose. And one of those ways is that we can actually reach this goal and ensure that, you know, that we're living in this order is to ensure that our deen is what we live by, or what our lives, we love our lives by. There's only one way that we can follow this and actually achieve this, is by following the perfect example of this, and that is our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and following his sunnah. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a mercy to the world, meaning he was sent in order to guide us. A mercy to guide us, to teach us, to, you know, lead us on a way where we actually, our lives become easier, we are able to actually reach and achieve our goal in this world, in Jannah, inshallah. And that is just by following his example, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And dear listeners, you know, the best part is that, you know, the life and practices of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are by far, you know, by their nature, their very nature, extremely easy for us to follow and implement. It's actually meant to make our lives easier, and so it becomes easy for us to actually practice on it. Now following the sunnah, the Prophet ﷺ gives us many worldly benefits, because the Prophet ﷺ is the best example of a productive person. And we know that many of us actually struggle with the issue of being productive. Many of us struggle with the issue of actually trying to, you know, make the most of our lives, make the most of our days, and so on. And the person who is well known, the best example for us to actually follow in order for us to be productive, is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And by following his sunnah, and we automatically, when we take a look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life, we are then able to draw examples, or draw, you know, certain skills, or develop certain skills in a way that can actually lead us or enhance our own productivity as well by using them. Now there are many benefits of following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah. There are great benefits like for us in this world and in the hereafter. And one of those benefits is that it leads us to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, there is an ayah to where it's said where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, you know what, say, O Muhammad, to the mankind, that if you really love Allah, follow me. Allah will love you and forgive your sins, and Allah is forever forgiving, the most merciful. So this shows us that if in order for us to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to gain the nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then following the sunnah is the way. If you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love us, then we do it through the sunnah, the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And why is this so? The message of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the beloved of Allah, and everything done by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to gain the love and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we follow these footsteps, they lead us to the love of Allah. So Islam Delayah and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it gives us many benefits as well. There are many benefits medically and also in terms of productivity. And I will mention just a few as we go along, inshallah. My guests as well will give us, you know, a few as the time goes on in the show, inshallah, which can show us how it actually benefits us, not only in terms of us, you know, going for our akhirah and so on, but also improving our lives, our health. You know, we're going through so much difficult times at this moment, you know, our health, you hear a lot of people are passing on. And Allah may Allah make it easy for everyone, because it's a difficult time. And when you see that there are many things in our sunnah, that there are many things in the sunnah that the Prophet has taught us, that can actually make our lives, you know, easier, not only easier, but also a source of benefit in terms of, you know, our health and so on, inshallah. Now we will just take a look at some of the things that sunnah, some of the sunnah that we can start following, inshallah, that can actually improve our lives and lead to our productivity as well. Now the first sunnah that I will be speaking on is sleeping and waking up early. Now sleeping early results, you know, in us actually rising earlier, and it has a great impact on our daily routine and also our body function. So when we sleep, our sleeping patterns, they play a very important role, and a great role in our ability to function properly and effectively during our daily activities. So the more, like, you know, the saying that says, you know what, an early bird catches the fattest worm. This can also play in this year, where we actually sleep early and wake up early, and it creates that routine within us. It creates that stamina within us that actually helps us function properly during our day and makes our activities easier. So just by starting our day off by firstly, you know, performing our Fajr Salah, it sets us in the right frame of mind so that we can be the best throughout the day, inshallah. And this was a sunnah of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to rise early and offer salah. In fact, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha narrated the Prophet's sleeping habit. He used to sleep early at night, get up in the last part to pray, and then he used to return to his bed. So waking up early actually creates a very strong function in our body. It makes us quite strong for the day's events and so on, and inshallah leads to our success, inshallah. So we shouldn't actually be sleeping most of the time. Like, for instance, many of us, I'm sure we all have this habit of sleeping after Fajr, whereas in fact, if we try to actually stay up after the Fajr and try to get most of your work done, it will become easy for you, an easy task for that day. And another thing also with sleeping and so on, when you wake up early, then automatically during the day, let's say around in the afternoon, you do feel a bit tired. So you can actually practice on another sunnah, which is your qailula, which also actually has a lot of benefit in terms of, you know, actually when you want to wake up later on for the tahajjud and so on, it helps you. So many of the examples, like in our sleep and so on, actually has a lot of benefits for us in terms of our salah as well as trying to, you know, giving our bodies that healthy function that it actually needs. The next sunnah that we can look at is that of using a miswak. Now, when we are using our miswak, the use of the miswak has many antibacterial qualities. So it's making it a great way to actually maintain our hygiene of the mouth. That is our oral hygiene. Now, the Prophet used to use a miswak, and we all should do it because it is very important to maintain our oral hygiene. Now, this is a sunnah that I actually love. A sunnah helps us prevent against many problems that can cause illnesses that, you know, today's time, like I said, we are going through difficult times. We are going through times where there are many illnesses that are coming up. There are many illnesses that we can actually keep count of them. And, you know, it's important that we actually try to keep a healthy mind. And as we can see, many a times, when we, especially with this pandemic, a lot of emphasis has been put on hygiene and so on. Now, I was speaking about the miswak. So this sunnah, we're using a miswak, helps us against many illnesses. And there are many other benefits as well. And I'll just mention a few that has to do with our mouth hygiene and so on. So that is the first benefit of miswak, is it fights tooth decay and cavities. You know, many people will say they have many problems with their teeth and so on. So the miswak is plays a really good role in this. It protects against, you know, plague that you can get in your teeth, and it fights harmful bacteria and germs within your mouth, and protects and strengthens your gums. And when you think about it, many a times whatever we eat actually affects our bodies. So whatever is in our mouth, so our mouth plays a very huge role in terms of our health. So even looking after it is actually a good thing. So miswak is something which is quite affordable for many of us, making it easy, an easy sunnah for all of us to follow. So many of us might be thinking, okay, what sunnah can I follow, or what sunnah can I start practicing on today? Let us start practicing the use of a miswak. Now, the miswak is something that you can use before your salah. I just spoke about the benefits of the health, but there are many benefits it also gives in terms of our dini side. For instance, when we use a miswak, our salah that we read is multiplied 70 times. So there is actually a hadith, something to effect, where Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that, you know, the prayer before which the miswak is used is 70 times superior to that before which is not used. Meaning that whatever salah, so when you are making your wudu, for instance, and you go and you brush your teeth, you use the miswak, then whatever salah you read after that is multiplied 70 times superior. So whatever salah you read, and that's, who can tell me they don't want the salah to be multiplied? And this is only by the use of a miswak. And there are many other benefits that we can get through using a miswak. And actually, there's actually a nice book on the miswak, the use of miswak, that is, I think even Shamail has all the benefits of using a miswak that we can actually go and look at. So this is actually also something, another good sunnah that we can actually start following today. The next sunnah is that we can actually start practicing on and start putting into our lives is always having a pleasant smile. So smiling is something that really an easy way. If you see someone that's down, someone that needs to be lifted up, meaning they having a down day, or, you know, we're having so many times people are going through difficulties, and so many times people are going, like I said, many a times people go through so much. For instance, with all this thing, people are losing people, and sometimes we as well, if we're not losing anyone, just, you know, by seeing what's happening around us, it brings our moods down, makes us feel down. So there are many ways that we can actually bring joy to people, and one of those ways is by smiling. And you'll see many a times, I saw a clip where this one person was actually going out of his way to make people smile. And you know, that smile, you'll see sometimes the person was having, you know what, a day that was completely, let's say, quite moody or going through a down day, and this person is bringing joy to them by making them smile. And he wasn't giving them something, but actually telling them something which would make them smile. And you will see the person's whole mood or whole day actually becomes changed due to that smile. And this is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he used to make people smile. And he used to smile. His smile used to make other people smile as well. So you, by you just smiling, dear listener, you can lift someone's mood, even when they are sad and worried. Sometimes we don't realize it, how much it can be a source of relief for that person. Sometimes, you know, we go through so difficult things where you find you having a down day and you meet people that actually adds on it. So by you being that person that actually smiles to people and, you know, bring a source, you know, bring that maybe the joy for that person at that moment on that day, can be actually a source of relief for them. They can actually have a brighter day ahead, inshallah, through that smile. And in fact, there's a hadith where a sahabi narrated, I have not seen anyone who smiled more than the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So let's try to smile more often and spread joy and peace around us, so that other people can also have a day, and it can lift uplift them as well. And this is also the instructions of the Prophet Islam, that, you know, when you meet people, meet them with a smile. And actually, not only, like I said, any sunnah that we do is actually has a lot of benefits. Look on the bright side. It's when you're smiling to other people, you're actually giving sadaqah. Many of us don't have lots of money, or we don't have, we don't have that means to actually give out a lot of sadaqah. But just by smiling, you are actually giving out sadaqah. So we should try and smile more, inshallah. The next sunnah, and after this we will go for a break, inshallah. The next sunnah that we can actually start practicing on is on, you know, sitting while we are eating or drinking. And I've seen this a lot of times when it is functions and so on, especially the males, you find that there's someone that's standing and eating. So sitting while we should try to follow the sunnah while eating or drinking. In this way, our health will also be perfect. And there are many sunnah foods we can actually eat and add to our meals to provide a healthy source of eating. And inshallah, my guest will talk to us on, you know, eating healthy, some of the sunnah foods that we can eat that will actually be a means of a healthy source for us, and it will actually help our health as well. And inshallah, later on, this is what my guest will speak on. So now, sitting and eating, taking the name of Allah when eating, is actually a sunnah we can practice. And another sunnah I'm sure many of us don't really practice on is that of eating together. So when we eat together in one utensils, it creates that muhabba. It also brings about the barakah in the food that we are consuming. In fact, there's a hadith, something to the effect where Wahsh ibn Harb radiallahu anhu narrated, something to the effect that they came to the Messenger of Allah and said, you know what, O Messenger of Allah, we are eating, but we are not filled. And the Messenger of Allah then said to them, perhaps you are eating separate. They said, yes. So the Messenger of Allah instructed them or advised them to eat together and mention the name of Allah. It will be a source of barakah for them. So when we are eating together, it brings about that love. You see, a lot of times what happens in families, you find that there are people fighting, there are people that are going through, you know, difficult times where they actually are fighting amongst each other. So when you eat together, it brings about that love. Even, you know, sometimes people find it difficult to eat in one plate, but, you know, just having that moment where you all eating meals at the same time can be a source of barakah. But eating in one plate can actually be, you know, it's much better. So even as a parent, take turns actually with your children to eat with one of your children. Maybe you have a plate, place it there, then maybe on this day you eat with this child, or on this day, so and so on. So that will create a love within your family. Even if you can get, you know, in madrasa we used to have those big dishes, or those big plates, what they call kunjas, I think, where people would eat, we would eat meat, and it will be a source of barakah. I mean, we'll eat to our full, you find that you are filled, and also that the food becomes more tastier, and it brings about that love and unity amongst yourself. Now, inshallah, we go for a quick ad break and then we will have my guest on for today. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. You are tuned into Radio Islam International Medium Wave 1548 with me, your host, Hajira Muzobe. And this is The Reminder Show. We are speaking about following and implementing the sunnah on today's program, inshallah. And I have my guest on the line, that is Apa Amina Kadir. Now, just a quick bio on Apa, who Apa is. Apa is a mom of four beautiful children and an inspiring businesswoman, alhamdulillah. Also, Apa does teaching Islamic studies for to 4 and 5 year olds at the Madrasa Zia in Homestead Park. Mafapa, I don't know if I mentioned the name correctly. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Afa, jazakallah khair for joining us.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I don't know if I mentioned Afa's madrasa. Zia. Okay, jazakallah khair for that, Afa. Okay, Afa, jazakallah khair for joining us. And how is Afa doing today?
Alhamdulillah, shukr. All good.
Thank you
for having me on the show.
Alhamdulillah, it's a pleasure to have Apa on with us. Apa, we are speaking about following the sunnah or in implementing the sunnah. We are going through quite difficult times where we see the sunnah is actually slowly drifting away from us. Now, Apa, please, Apa, please tell us the importance of implementing the sunnah into our lives.
Okay, jazakallah for that. Firstly, I think we need to understand what is the sunnah. So sunnah refers to the sayings, the practices, the teachings of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to us as a guide. He is the embodiment of perfect mannerism. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah 33, verse 21, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Indeed, in the Messenger of Allah, you have an excellent example to follow. For him who hopes in Allah and the last day and remembers Allah much. Okay, so this should be our ultimate goal in life. Our ultimate goal is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an example, why should we not obey and follow? And not just any example, an excellent example. So simply saying, by practicing upon the sunnah in our daily lives, we will inshallah become better Muslims and better human beings. May Allah Ta'ala guide us all inshallah.
Ameen, 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 Apa. Okay, Apa, my next question to you is, how does following the sunnah help us live a more productive lifestyle? Now, Apa, people always want to get the best and the most out of their days. So how does the sunnah help us in this, in, you know, wanting to live a productive lifestyle?
Okay, so I saw a meme the other day on social media. It said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not have any social media. He did not have Facebook, Instagram, or anything of that sort. Yet he had the most amount of followers. So it's just something for us to think about. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not have social media, did not have a Google calendar. He didn't have a secretary to tell him which meeting he had next. Yet he managed his time very effectively. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let's start with salah, okay? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so disciplined with his salah that when it was time for salah, he would drop everything and focus on his salah. No distractions. So I think we need to take a lesson from here. First of all, we need to focus and dedicate our energy to one task at a time. And that will help us being more productive. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also had family time, time for ibadat, time for social affairs. So he obviously planned his time. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam planned significant events for the year as well. Planning is so, so important. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kept his word and honored other people's time. Punctuality is also key to being productive, in my opinion. So starting your day early as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised us not to sleep after Fajr. And people who start their day, we know now about the 5 a.m. club and so on. Mm. People who start their day early are more productive. So to me, it just makes sense. There's so many examples. I wouldn't even be able to cover all of it, actually.
Okay, I like how Appa mentioned the fact of planning. And that is one thing that many of us actually start lacking when it comes to planning and actually wanting to do a lot of things at the same time. And I love that Appa mentioned the focusing on one thing at the time. That is really, really good advice, Appa.
Sometimes we think that we're multitasking. But it happens that when you start something and you don't complete it and you move on to something else. So just giving your energy and focus on one thing, cutting out the distractions. I think that would help us. And that we take that lesson from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like when he was giving his attention to his family, it was family time. When it was time for salah, it was salah time.
Okay, after my next question to you is, the Prophet has given us a lot of examples to follow in terms of living a healthy lifestyle. We know we are going through times where a lot of us want to live more healthy. A lot of us want to actually, focus more on our health and so on. So, but please tell us some of the sunnah foods we can add into our daily meals and their benefits.
Okay, so the common foods that we are familiar with is the dates, the figs, the honey, the olives. I think we're all familiar with these. But there's so many other sunnah foods that we don't really know of. For example, barley, pomegranate, mushrooms, melon, vinegar, cucumbers, thorns, I think it's called fenugreek, grapes, olives. So these are just some of the foods that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enjoyed eating. Okay, honey is the most common. So it's the food of all foods. It's the drink of all drinks. It's the drug of all drugs. I personally still take the honey in hot water every morning. There's, to be honest, there's so many recipes that you can just Google with some of these things. But a lot of people just add pomegranate to their salad, the olives, the vinegar. So if you want to eat healthy and if you're going the healthy route with salad, then you can just add these in, even the mushroom. And each of these foods has their own benefits and shifa as well. You don't have to implement everything all at once. Okay, sometimes it's a bit overwhelming. Like olives is the it's not for every palate, you know. So different people might choose different fruits or different foods that they will enjoy. So you don't have to implement everything all at once. But start with one and slowly introduce these into your diet. Whatever it is that, that you know, will help you with whatever it is. So it's like when you're cooking, you can add in the salt. It doesn't change the flavor of your food much. But it has so many benefits.
And that's the beauty of sunnah, actually, that, you know, there are so many things that we can do, and many of us might be eating these sunnah foods and we are not really aware of it and the benefits that they can have. And that's the beauty of the sunnah, actually. Okay, Appa, my next question to you is, you know, with the pandemic, personal hygiene is one of the most important things to have been highlighted in terms of actually curbing the spread of the virus. So, Abba, please tell us the importance of personal hygiene according to the sunnah and how the sunnah can help us in this regard.
Okay, so we all know cleanliness is half of iman, right? With us as Muslims, we're constantly washing istinja, wudu, washing your hands before eating, after leaving the toilet, and covering your nose when you're coughing, sneezing, general hygiene. So these have all been taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So wudu is the key to salat. It's a shield against shaitan. It's a torch for the believers. And in your wudu, you're washing your hands repeatedly as well. You're also washing your nostrils, your mouth, And these are parts of entry for the virus.
Mm.
Okay, so personal hygiene is nothing new for us as Muslims.
Mm.
We've been practicing this for eons. Mm. And even in the desert, if you look at with the limited water resources, alhamdulillah, even there, the Muslims are practicing, cleanliness and hygiene. Personal hygiene, like we teach the children from the time they are small. You have to wash when you go to the toilet. You have to wash your hands. These are things that clipping your nails, keeping your nose clean. These are things that we teach the children from small. So, alhamdulillah, personal hygiene is nothing new for us. At the end of the day, this is my personal belief that you can do whatever it is you want to do. If it's Allah's will for you to get this virus, you will.
Hmm.
And if it's Allah's will for you not to get this virus, you will. But alhamdulillah, we take our precautions, we tie our camel, we practice personal hygiene, and all of these have been taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it's not something new, it's not something we're implementing now.
Hmm.
It's a sunnah that we've been practicing for years and years.
Very, very true, Appa. Okay, Appa, our last question, inshallah, and we will wrap it up from here, Appa. Okay, what advice can you give in terms of making the sunnah easy to follow for our lives? You know, sometimes, Appa, usually when it comes to practicing the sunnah, because sometimes people do not understand what is the sunnah, sometimes people do not understand the importance of the sunnah. What advice can you give in terms of making it easy for us to follow it and actually understanding the benefit that comes with the sunnah?
Okay, so as I said in the beginning, our ultimate goal is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we look at the example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should actually have no problem in following the sunnah.
Hmm.
And I always say to my madrasa children, there's a dua for everything. And, you know, every single thing that we learn how to live our lives on a daily basis comes from the sunnah. So it shouldn't be a problem. Like putting on your shoes, you're putting on your right foot first. Or putting on your clothes, you're putting on your right hand first.
Mm.
And if it's too much, if you feel it's too much and too overwhelming, start with one sunnah. Start with practicing one thing.
Mm.
But even before you get to sunnah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never missed his salah. He never spoke badly to people. You know, there's so many things that we need to look at from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how we can practice one thing, just one thing in our lives on a daily basis. So if you say that you love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you say that you want to be with him in paradise, then you need to follow him and you need to start with salah. Start with practicing, reciting the Quran daily. These are important things. These are things that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. You know, when you're entering the house, with which foot do you enter? Do you read the dua? Do you make salam? Are you the first to make salam? Do you smile? Smiling is sunnah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are so simple things. And how do you sleep? Do you sleep on your right hand side? You're not allowed to sleep on your back. You're not allowed to sleep on your stomach.
Jeez.
There's reasons for all of this. So we can practice the sunnah, but it's so simple. All we need to do is pick one thing.
Hmm.
If you say, from today, I am going to put on my shoes with the right foot first and practice it. They say you practice something for 21 days, it becomes a habit.
Jeez.
Once you've perfected that, mastered that, move on to the next. It's simple things, and it's these things that we can practice in our daily lives. Alhamdulillah, Allah make it easy for all of us to practice the sunnah in our lives as well.
Ameen, ameen, ameen. And Allah make us steadfast, inshallah. Make it easy for all of us, Appa. Appa, it was such a pleasure to have Appa on with us. And we look forward to speaking to Appa again in future, inshallah.
Jazakallah so much. It was such a pleasure being on. If I said anything good, it is from Allah. And if I said anything bad, and if I made any mistakes, it is from myself. Please do forgive me.
Gigi, no problem. Make us mindful, so Appa, for any delay, inshallah. And inshallah, Appa, have a great day ahead, inshallah.
Inshallah. inshallah, you also.
Ameen. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Gee, that was Appa Amina Kader, and she gave us some really good insight on how we can actually implement the sunnah in our lives, especially the last advice on how we can actually make it easy for us to follow, inshallah, by starting small. I was actually speaking about this earlier on how we can actually, try to, it's something which is easy to follow, so we can try to actually build on the sunnahs that we are doing. Sometimes we are doing sunnahs if we not really realize that we are doing it, but now we will have an intention of those sunnahs and inshallah get the reward for them. Speaking of the reward of sunnah, I will just touch on the reward of reviving a sunnah. Now, we're coming to times where when we are holding on to sunnah, it becomes difficult, and slowly the sunnah is coming to leave our homes. So it's very important that we try at all times to revive as much of the sunnah as we can, starting with the small actions that we might be doing every day. And as we go on, we can add it into our lives, and we can add more on, like the ones that I have mentioned earlier on, and inshallah, slowly build on it. Now, and the reward of upholding the sunnah during times like these, during times where, it is difficult to hold on to the sunnah, during times where actually is sunnah equally where, the way sunnah is actually forgotten. There is a hadith, something to the effect that where it is narrated, the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, whoever adheres to my sunnah at the time when my ummah is corrupt will have a reward of 100 martyrs. Now, when we are speaking about upholding the sunnah, what does it mean to uphold the sunnah? To uphold the sunnah is where we do obligatory duties and avoid haram things. So we do our first, we perform our first salah. That is one of the a sunnah as well, the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Remember that what is a sunnah? A sunnah is something which the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, did, or liked, or encouraged on, or actually advised on. So all these are the sunnahs. Actually performing our daily salah on time is actually a sunnah. There are times where, there are many things which we can follow with regards to our salah that are sunnah. So doing those things and avoiding things that are haram is actually a sunnah, and upholding a sunnah. The next thing, how we uphold the sunnah, is avoiding, doing bid'ah or actions that, are contrary to the beliefs and the practices of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's when we are upholding on the sunnah is where we go to striving doing the sunnah and actually finding joy in it. Sometimes people only follow the sunnah when it is a fashion. I laugh at the boys in madrasa. You find that they say no, when they start speaking or something, they speak about the pants, where you find it's now in fashion to actually fold the pants. Whereas in sunnah, all along, it's a sunnah not to the men not to wear the pants below the ankles. But now, because it's a fashion, you'll see that many of them are doing it. So actually finding joy in that sunnah and performing a sunnah and having the intention of a sunnah and not doing it for any other reason is actually upholding on that sunnah as well. And calling people to actually perform the sunnah, calling people to goodness and trying to reform them as well. It is Amr bi Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar is actually a sunnah as well. Also, actually upholding the sunnah and actually practicing on that sunnah. And these are difficult times. These are times where people are actually, not following the sunnah correctly and actually doing things that are contrary to the sunnah or adding their own mismasalas. So actually understanding and teaching, one of the ways that we can actually also revive the sunnah and actually uphold the sunnah is by actually teaching our children the value of sunnah. And I see a lot of times many schools have this nowadays, especially Islamic schools, where they have maybe a sunnah day where people actually start revive a sunnah, or maybe they have, where they have, I remember one madrasa I was at, they had a sunnah food day where actually all the students had to bring a sunnah food, and they had to get a taste of the food and so on and get to understand what is the food, and actually it brings about the whole experience of understanding the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as well. So all these things are a form of us reviving a sunnah, and this is a reward we get, the reward of 100 martyrs. Now just imagine that, just by following the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And may Allah make it all easy for all of us. These are indeed very difficult times. These are times where we actually find ourselves in more distress and everything else. So may Allah make it easy for us. And one of the sunnah as well that we can actually start reviving from today is the sunnah of actually checking on our relatives, checking on people, calling our relatives, keeping ties and so on. Because these are difficult times. And actually creating a unity as well within us and amongst our families as well by checking up on them and so on. So all these things are sunnah that we can actually uphold, the sunnah of time and so on. And all these, inshallah, will actually make our lives easier and make it easy for all of us to actually become productive as well. I hope this was an informative show, inshallah. Many of us benefited from it, inshallah, and that we had a lot. Our minds are actually much more open towards the sunnah, inshallah. And this is where I will be ending today's program, inshallah. Remember me in your du'as and my family, inshallah. Until next week, Tuesday, from me, Hajira Muzabe. Ma'a salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.